Avengers! Welcome back to the Venture Geeks podcast for a bonus episode. Mm-hmm. This is Eric again, coming back at you a day later, but with a different co-star.
Hey guys.
Ian comes back to the Venture Geeks podcast after a little bit of a break. Unfortunately, Ray was not able to come up. So it's going to be the Ian and Ray show today. Ian and Ray show.
Ian and Eric show today.
The Ian and Eric show today up in New Hampshire. And if you guys have been paying attention to both Ian's girly screams and our Instagram story, we're going to be talking about some Dead Space tonight. But in addition to that, we're going to be comparing it to a game that came out a couple months ago that could be considered a homage.
Age is silent, dude. Come on. I took French.
Homage. of Dead Space, and that is Callisto Protocol. So it's going to be yet another review episode, but a little more condensed, probably a little bit more, a little shorter.
Short but sweet, I like to call it.
Short but sweet. So the way this episode is going to work is we're going to talk about the Callisto Protocol first, talk about the plot, gameplay, design, our thoughts. Then we'll go into the Dead Space remake, talk about the same thing, probably talk about some of the differences between the original and the remake, because believe it or not, there are actually, besides the graphics, there are different things in the Dead Space remake that wasn't in the original, so we'll be talking about that. And then we'll probably have a short segment where we compare the two, and so on and so forth. What we're going to do now is we'll talk about Callisto Protocol that came out December 2nd in the United States, 2022. Mm-hmm. Done by Striking Distance Studios. For those of you who don't know, it is a kind of subsidiary of the PUBG universe. Yep. They're responsible for coming up with PlayerUnknown Battleground, which is a battle royale. Really not my thing, but... Anyway, and it was interesting because when it was originally announced that Callisto Protocol was coming out in 2019, they were going to connect it to the PUBG universe, which it didn't happen, but there were talks that they were going to connect it, which I was like, I mean, cool. Don't know what that does for the whole universe, but all right. The huge thing here, though, is... Striking Distance Studios, which kind of worked under Krafton, who published it, but the director that kind of runs Striking Distance Studios is Glenn Schofield, who also was the creator of Dead Space. So you're automatically going to have those comparisons right off the get-go.
If you play both games, you will see very much similarities between the two games.
You will absolutely do, and we will definitely be talking about some of those scenarios. But first...
A drink?
First a drink, yes. I'm having a nice hard cider, and Ian's having the rest of that stout.
Stouts.
For those of you interested, I'm having a Stormalong, which I've been, like, falling in love with these. Every flavor is just great. And this one's no different. This one's got... It's called the White Mountain Magic.
White Mountain Magic.
Yep, it's brewed in New Hampshire. Oh. Made with New Hampshire maple syrup. Some chicory root.
Vermont's better.
Vanilla.
Vermont syrup's better.
Nope. I'll fight you and Kyle to the death. Cinnamon. Pretty damn good. What are you drinking now? Because I know I had a little bit of that earlier.
I'm still drinking that caramel sundae you bought.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
It's a very, very thick stout, but...
Nothing wrong with thick.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And this is why you haven't had me on for the last couple episodes. And
that's one of them.
My dirty mouth.
All right. So, the plot of Callisto Protocol. About...
It's in the future, of course.
It's in the year 2320. Jacob Lee, who is voiced and actually modeled after Josh Duhamel, who he is in the Transformers universe and
Vegas.
And Vegas.
The Vegas TV show back in the day.
Back in the day before my time.
Well, when you were in diapers.
Yep, probably. And Max Barrow, who is voiced and modeled after Jeff Shine. I don't know who that is. They are contract freight transporters working for the United Jupiter Company. Mm-hmm. They are decide to take one last job before they both retire, and that's to deliver a shipment to between Europa, which is another moon off of Jupiter.
To Callisto.
To Callisto, or we should backtrack and say the Black Iron Prison on Callisto.
Yep.
That's run by the United Jupiter Company.
So I want you to notice everybody a theme here. They're on one last big cargo mission before their retirement.
They never go well.
Yep. One last never. Job. One last mission.
And, of course, there's also this eco-terrorist group called the Outer Way, mm-hmm. who supposedly...
They board the ship.
They board the ship, crash the ship.
Max dies. Badly.
Jacob Lee and their leader, Danny Nakamura,
yep.
who is both voiced and modeled after Karen Fukuhara, who...
Is in The Boys.
Another show that we've talked about on this podcast before.
Fucking diabolical.
And backtracking a little bit on this little terrorist group called the Outer Way, there was a scene where it just shows Danny in the middle of a town and there's just dead bodies around mm-hmm. her. No explanation. We don't know really what happened except for the bodies kind of look like zombies. So,
it's the T-virus in space.
Yeah, might be. Might end up being. I haven't beaten the game yet, but it could very well be.
If you beat the game and the Umbrella logo shows up, please let me know.
Will do. That'd be a pretty wild connection, though.
I'd take that connection.
Yeah, Resident Evil to space. I feel like there'd be definitely a lawsuit between Striking Distance and...
Company?
And Namco.
Is Namco the one that finally owns it?
Bandai... Yeah, they've always... Or no, Capcom. Sorry, Capcom. Yeah,
I was going to say...
I'm sure there'd be a huge lawsuit if that were to happen. But that'd be kind of cool.
There's always a lawsuit.
That'd be kind of cool.
Give the fans what they want.
But anyway, they're locked up in prison. Some sort of virus breaks out in the prison. Shit goes awry. And you play as Jacob trying to find his way out of the prison and get off the moon of Callisto.
Prison break.
Yeah, it's a zombie prison break, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
The gameplay, of course, is Dead Space-esque.
It's third person.
Third person. You play as Jacob Lee. Little more focused on melee.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't even find a gun until, like, almost an hour in, which is odd.
At least for me, you find the gun, you're always trying to find bullets. I never have enough bullets.
Yeah, because... Ian's aim sucks, so he's always running low on ammo.
Hey, it's called the Sullivan targeting method, all right? You hit everything but the target you're trying to hit.
Yeah.
Works brilliantly.
You just shoot blanks, man.
There's a joke in there, but I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
But yes, the mostly melee. You have a dodging ability, too, if an enemy tries to attack you.
Yeah, I will say the gameplay has been pretty criticized.
Yeah.
Because it's clunky, it's not as heavily involved with guns.
I can see the clunkiness. I mean, through the air ducts.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people have trouble with the dodging mechanic because mm-hmm. it is kind of like this on-the-fly dodge, and you have to really focus on the movement of the enemy in order to successfully dodge. But, I mean, I like it. I don't think it's a downplay for me. But, why don't we go into the little level design and the atmosphere? Yeah. So, I think the atmosphere in general is really good. It's very awesome. Like, you start in the jail... Then you move on to this, like, rainforest habitat.
Yep.
That adds this, like, jungle feel to the planet.
Jungle Boogie.
And then after that, you... Yeah, Jungle Boogie. And then you move into this, like, frozen wasteland type of deal. The gripe is just the level design in general. Because you spend a lot... Most of your time... Weaving your way through air ducts or narrow hallways, yep. around pipes, ducking under pipes.
Crawling in air vents.
And then after those air vents, you have little rooms that have enemies in them. Then you go again to a different room through hallways and then have another wave of enemies. It's kind of repetitive.
Halo was like that.
Yeah, but Halo was developed back in 2000. So... A little understandable. We're in 2023 now. Let's get a little more advanced stuff going on here. Just the atmosphere was awesome and the graphics are awesome, but the level design itself is painfully basic. Very basic. And even with the enemy types too, which are pretty basic. Like, they almost look like normal zombies in space. Like, there's nothing too special.
There is zombies in space.
Like, as you progress through the game a little bit, they kind of change a little. Like, you have, like, these tentacles that come out of the monster that if you don't shoot them or hit them, they'll morph the bad guy into something stronger. But, again, it's borrowing from Dead Space.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm playing them through. I don't feel the same fear fighting the monsters in... Callisto Protocol than I do in Dead Space.
Yeah.
Except for that little guy that comes out like the egg from Alien where it comes out, tries to strangle you, you have to stab it with a knife. Yes. I hate that guy because I can never see him in time.
It's like a head with the, like, fangs that, like,
yes.
on a little rubber band type thing that comes yes. out and latches onto you. It's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that gets me.
Yeah, but everything
else. Because you don't get it. You don't see it coming.
You can't see it, or you try to shoot the thing and it already gets you.
Yeah.
It's a little annoying.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, the violent deaths are pretty cool after a little while, but after that it kind of gets annoying.
I think I've been killed 10 times by that security bot.
Yep. And most of the time it's the same way. He just smushes your head in.
Or rips your arm off.
It loves to rip your arm off.
All right, I'm making a comparison right now. That security bot in Callisto Protocol is a definite great-grandchild of the Ed 209 from RoboCop.
Great-grandchild? What? Yeah, but when did RoboCop take place?
Early 2000s. I think it was early 2000s.
Okay. Yeah, that kind of fits.
Yeah, I mean, the film was created in the 80s. I think it was set in, like, the 2020s or something. I'll have to double-check. But it just screamed Ed 209. Inmate, you have 10 seconds to comply.
Yeah, it was very similar. But there's so many other security bots in other games that are basically the same thing anyway.
Yeah. I could use a few of those.
Yeah, right?
That could be a lot of waiting to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. It happened in the movie.
Yeah. But Eric, you got a point. The gameplay is a bit repetitive. It's a little clunky with the controls, like when you're trying to go through the air ducts. Like for me, example, I like to look around the room because there are enemies and you want to sneak at the right time. If I hit the controller the wrong way... The controller automatically assumes I want to go out into the air vent, which I do. And then the bad guys are all around me.
Yeah, so it makes sneaking around very difficult.
Yeah. It could have been by design, too, to make you think.
Yeah, maybe. Or it's just laziness. Who knows?
That's sad.
But, we go to the story, and it's pretty basic.
Yeah.
I'm about halfway through the game right now, and I have literally no shits given for the characters. There's, like, nothing to make me care for the main character at all.
So if they die, you're not gonna say, oh, too bad, so sad?
Yeah, like, there's one part where one of the characters dies, and the main character is grieving over them, and I'm like, dude, you just met the guy not more than an hour ago. Why are you so upset over this? Like,
'cause they're best friends now, man. Look. Surviving something traumatic can bring people closer.
Yeah, but he was...
Fireforge friends.
He was basically just the man in the chair.
I won't be the man in the chair.
It's just the lazy position, really.
All right, so if you don't like the man in the chair, what if in the Spider-Man franchise that Ned died And Peter Parker felt sad. You would feel sad for that too, right?
Yeah, because they have an actual dynamic. The two characters in this game don't.
Well, just pretend they have a dynamic.
No, that's not how that works. That's not how that works.
It can work.
No. But, yeah, there's no... Nothing that gives you emotional connection to the characters when stuff happens. Even, like, the confliction between Jacob and
Danny.
Like, you can understand, okay, like, one's a terrorist, one's not. She crashed his ship, whatever. There's tension there.
Yeah.
But there's no, like, nothing more than that. So surface level. Most of the game is trying to move from one area to the other. There's no, like, breathing room to develop the story. And I think that's where it falls flat in the story department.
Maybe we'll find out in the second Callisto 2 Protocol.
I don't know. Sequel. Maybe. I mean, I think it did decently well with sales, but the reviews have been painfully average.
I mean, I wouldn't see this as, like, a groundbreaking game. It's an enjoyable game. It's something you can play on the weekend.
For fun. It's one of those games that get on sale.
Yep.
Play it over the weekend and you'll have a good time. It's fine. Don't expect, like, your mind to melt over this, though. It's
a miracle.
It's okay. It's an entertaining game.
Yeah.
That takes place in the sci-fi horror genre, which has taken a dip in the years.
Just needs a revival.
Yeah. And I think this and Dead Space are going to make that revival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good.
I'd give it a 6 or 7 out of 10.
I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, 7 out of 10.
I'll give it a 3.6. Not great, not terrible. If anyone get that reference, you'll be my best friend.
I didn't get that reference, so I guess I'm not your best friend.
You just don't watch HBO shows like I do, Eric.
Mm. One thing I do want to add, too, and I totally forgot about this. One of the things that stood out to me was the fact that I've moved through three different
areas, environments.
Areas, and there hasn't been a boss. It's just enemy wave after enemy wave after enemy wave with slightly different enemies in each area.
Maybe the final mission will be the big boss.
Maybe.
The man behind the curtain.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. It's just odd going through a game and there hasn't been like that set piece boss fight for that level.
Maybe that makes it different, man. Because you're expecting a boss fight. You don't get a boss fight.
Maybe they just weren't creative enough to come up with one.
I don't know. You know what, Eric? You create a video game series and you let me know
how it turns out. Oh, trust me. I could write a video game series.
Yeah, I know.
Trust me. It's just, it'd be a very expensive game to make.
Smart ass.
When we come back, we will be chatting about Dead Space.
Woo!
So the man, the myth, the legend returns after how many years now, Ian?
15, man. 2008 is his first debut. The one and only Isaac C. Clarke.
Arguably the godfather of sci-fi horror video games, Dead Space.
At least in our generation.
Our generation. revolutionized a genre.
Yep.
Came out with three games, but now finally, after so many different remakes of other franchises, they decided to do a Dead Space remake, and man, is it glorious. We played for a few hours last night and are still in, and I can't wait to go back and play it.
Yeah.
Dead Space, for those of you living in another fucking universe and never has heard of it before, was a game that came out, like Ian said, back in 2018.
I remember. I was in college at the time.
Not 2018, 2008. You said 2020.
That's it. I say a lot of things.
Yeah. It is a science fiction horror video game franchise. Again, created by Glenn Schofield, who created Callisto Protocol with Striking Distance Studios. And Michael Condrey, developed by Visceral Games, which unfortunately does not exist anymore because of its owner, EA, or Electronic Arts, which is infamous for pissing off people.
Yep.
Each installment of the Dead Space franchise is a continuation or addition to the continuing storyline, so it's very linear. The original one is set in the future where humanity has been colonized to other planets, which is something that I wish would happen in my lifetime, but probably won't.
It's also extracting resources from planets.
Exactly.
And Earth is dead of natural resources. Yep. We go out.
Yep. By the 23rd century, humanity has used up most of Earth's natural resources in the world governing body EarthGov.
Yep.
Has fleets of planet crackers or giant mining spaceships that harvest resources from other planets.
This is not the Star Trek series where it's happy-go-lucky, plentiful.
Nope, it's like the fucking Hunger Games.
Yeah. You know, Eric, it's funny. I had a discussion with this in college one time, a bunch of buddies of mine. Half of us agreed that the future would be sort of like Dead Space, where we're going to use up all the resources on Earth, and we're going to have to find other areas of energy.
I think that's still accurate.
Yeah. Whether or not we find a dead moon with an ancient alien artifact on it, or man-made ancient alien artifact, spoiler alert. Yeah.
And
is it to be seen?
Right. And during the 23rd century, this company, EarthGov...
Yeah. Is it the 23rd? You see three of that, right?
Yeah, 23rd century, buddy.
Oh, okay.
The EarthGov researchers find an alien artifact in the Chicxulub crater, which they call the marker.
Aegis 7.
Yep. It emits an electromagnetic field from seemingly no source, which causes all these researchers to go by and investigate.
Yep.
They begin to reverse engineer the marker, and then all these research stations come by and shit happens. They unearth something that they shouldn't have, and shit hits the fan.
Oh, Eric, buddy, you got the year wrong.
What?
23rd century, they find the original marker on Earth. The 26th century is when they find the red marker in Aegis 7.
Okay.
You're thinking of Dead Space Martyr, that novel with Michael Altman in it.
Well, there's novels thrown in there, my friends.
I apologize for my mate here. He's not well versed in Dead Space lore as he should be.
I didn't read the books. I just played the games. The
books are good, too.
Yeah, I know.
Unfortunately, was a patsy for some evil scientists in EarthGov to create Unitology. That's the short version of it.
Okay. Well.
So, same premise, 26th century. Isaac Clarke, our main character, our hero, is going to the USG Ishimura, which is the largest planet cracker that the Cordiant Extraction Corporation has. The CEC is like the Walmart of Deep Space Mining in the Dead Space series.
Ew.
It's everywhere.
I don't like that Walmart reference.
It's big. It's everywhere. It's powerful. It's scary. Actually, probably Walmart is more scary than CEC. Anyway.
No, Walmart is just fucking annoying.
Well, that's... Well, these guys are annoying.
Me off.
These guys are annoying, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. He's part of a repair mission to the USG Ishimura, which has gone to Aegis 7, where they found the mysterious marker of Unitology fame, which is the religion in Dead Space that revolves around the marker found on Earth back in the 23rd century. And he goes there because his girlfriend Nicole Brennan is on there. Now, and this is what I liked too. So Isaac Clarke's voiced by Gunnar Wright, who had voiced him in the second and third game Dead Space series back in 2010 and 2012, I believe. And Nicole Brennan is voiced by Tanya Clark, who voiced her in the second Dead Space game.
You're doing great.
Thanks.
Keep going.
I really love the Dead Space series, so I knew a lot about it. And they get to it. He's got Kendra Daniels, who is the chief computer officer, computer specialist on the mission, with Zach Hammond, the chief security officer, and two security guards, which you sort of don't really need to know their names, but Corporals Chen and Johnston. They find the Ishimura a derelict ship. They attempt to hail her. Nobody picks up the phone. No running lights. It's like a ghost ship in space. Ghost Ship in Space.
And it's a big no-no ever since the Alien franchise. Big no-no, yep. No-no.
So, as you all probably all well know, they land inside the Ishimura, crash land on it, and shit goes wrong from the start, like within the first 5 minutes.
Yep.
And they're facing the infected crew, which have turned into what are called necromorphs.
Necromorphs. And what is so, now that we've kind of covered the story a bit, what is so unique about the necromorphs is how you defeat them, because you can't just kill them with a headshot. You have to shoot their limbs, and that's how you kind of kill them, which makes accuracy even harder than it usually is in games.
We found out last night.
Yep, I am awful at aiming in this game. It makes it a lot more difficult than other games, for sure.
But I think people kind of know the general story of Dead Space. We can talk about the comparing and contrasting the original.
Yeah, and what's interesting is graphics in the remake are not the only difference. There's actually quite a few different differences between the original and the remake, which is kind of rare when they do remakes. Yeah. Usually they stick to the T of what it is. Yeah. And of course, to get the big one out of the room, it looks gorgeous.
Yep.
They updated the graphics through the Frostbite engine.
Yep.
It improved ray tracing, the lighting, the frame rate, the whole nine yards. It looks fucking gorgeous. You forgot almost looks like a movie.
I kind of see it as a movie. You also forgot, Isaac Clarke can speak.
Yes, Isaac Clarke can speak. I don't remember if in the original you could see his face, but you can see his face in this one.
You could see his face briefly in the first mission and then the last part of the last chapter of the game.
Yep, but you can see more of his face and he speaks. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
I believe they also added another crew member too. They don't really, very minor role. It's a character that stays on the ship, but it is a character that's not in the original.
Evans worth it. Not Dr. Mercer, is it?
No, it's a different one.
I'll have to play.
I don't even know if they even gave them a name, but
okay.
Another cool thing is there's no loading screens, so you're basically flawlessly moving from one area to the other.
Yeah, which is something I like to discuss too. We're seeing parts of the ship, the Ishimura, that we didn't see in the original game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as much like. One drawback with the game was it was very controlled. You just move from area to area. There was no place to explore. Here, almost something similar, but you kind of get to see different parts of the ship. In the original, you just traveled on the tram the entire time to get from deck to deck.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you actually get to go through the insides of the ship, which actually makes a lot more sense. It's like on a modern cruise ship, a modern cargo ship. Those little hidden spaces where the crew work that the people who are, don't have to be involved in, aren't really going to see, but it's there.
Yeah, the floor plans are slightly different.
Yep.
Not groundbreakingly different, but different turns are at different spots where they originally were. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The other big one, too, is side missions now exist. Side missions are... I don't remember side missions in the original.
Not in the first two games. You got a little bit of side missions in the third Dead Space game.
Yep.
Side quests.
And it goes beyond just picking up audio logs and little files.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't really explored it yet in the remake, but they're there and you can see them, which is cool.
Yep.
Kind of almost gives it a linear story, a little bit of open world aspect to it. So it's kind of semi-open world in a way, to get you to explore more of the ship.
I will tell you one thing I liked, Eric. I still feel that tense anxiety, that fear I did when I played the first time through.
Yeah, the claustrophobia of the hallway still exists.
You like it how the Ishimura, it's gothic in nature.
Yep.
Dark, cramped.
I love the influence that it took from Event Horizon.
Yep.
All the nostalgia is there, but it's better.
Yes.
They ramped it up to a T.
Yep.
The
necromorphs look beautiful. That's probably not the right word to say, but they do.
It's like me and Ray were talking about in the Last of Us episode. It's a beautiful kind of horror. It's like a macabre.
Macabre style. I like that.
It's beautifully dangerous. It's beautifully horrifying.
Yep.
And it's such a difficult thing to do in horror, to make it beautiful and like calming but terrifying at the same time.
Yes.
And then the last big one, and I haven't beaten that yet, but there is an alternative ending if you go and play New Game Plus. Haven't explored it yet because we haven't gotten through it once yet, but there is an alternate ending to be explored, which is fascinating.
Yeah. It definitely slows the survival horror down. I think, too, the designers were looking to not have people solely focus on one weapon, the plasma cutter, that we all know and love, but you're going to have to get creative with the weapons. Are you finding that it still sticks to its roots where, you know, in some horror games, like Callisto Protocol, I didn't feel really scared playing that game. That space I do, because you're always scrunching for ammo. Mm-hmm. You have to be very careful of how you shoot. The enemies are all around you. Mm-hmm. And the Necromorphs truly terrify me.
Yeah.
With like the...
Because of the design. Yeah. And how they come at you like looking big.
Yeah. I think the original, back in 2008, they looked at crash victims and amputee victims from mm-hmm. war to kind of create the idea of the Necromorphs. And it worked.
Yeah. I mean, you were pointing them out last night with the little details of like, oh, there's bodies in this hall. Like, in the ceiling that they're harvesting for body parts to make these necromorphs? Yes. Holy shit.
Yes.
That's terrifying.
What I did notice, too, even in the first chapter where you're trying to prepare the tram, new arrivals, you already are starting to feel the effects of the red marker that caused mm-hmm. people to hallucinate, to turn homicidal crazy, to create more bodies and kill people. I don't remember that in the original game. I remember the jump scares... Maybe in the original, there was like a subtle change in the first chapter where you start hearing something in the walls.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in chapter 4, when you're on the bridge, you start to hallucinate. You see the zombie guy. You hear some lady screaming, which could have been real, could have been fake. I know as the more time you spent on the ship, the more the marker affected your brain. But here, already off the bat, you're starting to feel the effects.
I mean, there's that Event Horizon influence.
So, where's Lawrence Fishburne?
Right, or give me Sam Neill. Come on.
Where we're going, we don't need eyes to see.
Clever girl. But no, it's perfect. It's the original with some added bonus. It's like if perfection was given even more steroids.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that you'd be able to make it better than it already is, and it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those games that I had been waiting for at least 6 or 7 years when they started coming out with all these remasters of old games. This was the one.
It's got the right level of nostalgia, the right level of fear, and they added some good differences to it. It wasn't like they just said, all right, we'll just recreate the entire story.
Right.
And they said, all right, what can we change that will add to the conversation?
Yeah, this is the game that made you put on the headphones, shut off the lights, stay home by yourself, and be up all night with nightmares. This is just... This is that game. This is where that originated from.
You didn't start writing the marker symbols on your wall in your house, did you hear?
No. Yeah, it's... I mean, there's nothing better that I can say than it's perfect.
I would just say, people, if you really enjoy this game, you should get a copy of it.
Yeah, even if you've played all three of them a million times, I would get the remake.
Yeah.
It just is worth the $70 that I paid for it. And maybe even it's going to be worth Ian getting a PlayStation.
Yeah. Get the money for it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got bills and all that. Adulting.
Right.
Adulting sucks.
Now, why don't we go real quick into some of the comparisons?
Well, you definitely between
Callisto Protocol and Dead Space, of course. Well, what we're talking about now.
Definitely the third person. I mean, each are in third person.
Yeah.
Melee, but I think the melee on Callisto was a bit better than Dead Space.
Yeah, because Dead Space was never focused on that.
No. Similarities. You have the, infection.
Mm-hmm. People turning dead, turning back into something horrifying. Yeah. Both have a type of like upgrade for your weapons.
Right. So Callisto Protocol had the Forge, which is a 3D printer, and then yep. Dead Space had the Workbench.
Yep.
It's basically the same thing.
Yep.
You can tell in the design that they were based off of one another. I mean, it doesn't help that your director is the same for both games. I even noticed in some of the little details, too. Like, in Callisto Protocol, there's some signs and writings on the wall that says... Yep.
Yes, that's right.
Shoot the tentacles.
Yep.
In Dead Space, the same sign is they cut off their limbs. So, there's so many, like... things involved there.
Types of weapons in the Callisto Protocol.
Yep.
You have the grip, which uses the modified kinesis.
Yeah, the grip versus the stasis. It's...
Yeah. Although, Eric, I like the stasis. The grip you can actually grab enemies with. In Dead Space, you can't grab the Necromorphs with your kinesis.
Right.
You can pick up objects like the stasis modules, flame canisters, I used to grab the claws off the Necromorphs. You can shoot them back at them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even if you look at your main character, right?
Yep.
They're both from mining crafts.
Yep.
Or shipment crafts.
Yep.
Isaac and Jacob are both people who have no idea what these things are. Don't know really what's going on.
They're all, you know what? They're also people. Like, okay, so one's a pilot, one's an engineer. But they're both just regular people. They're not super soldiers. They're not secret assassins. They could very well be just you or me.
Yeah.
Who are totally in a situation way over their heads.
Yeah.
Question for you, Eric. If you were either in the Callisto Protocol setting or the Dead Space setting, would you live or would you die?
I would probably die.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough. How long would you live? Do you think like an hour?
Well, if I was in Callisto Protocol in the jail cell, I'd probably last like a half hour because I would be beaten to death real quick. In Dead Space, I might live a little bit longer because there's not as much chaos at the beginning. At the beginning. That's the key word.
At the beginning. I think I live like 10 minutes. I'll tell you why. This is how I probably died in the Dead Space series. I'm running from a hall of Necromorphs. I say, F you, I just got to the safety door. I open up this door appealing to safety. I turn around. There's more bad guys in front of me. One of them takes a swipe at me. Mm-hmm.
Even some of the level design, too. Going back to the similarities, even some of the level designs are similar. Though Dead Space expands upon it a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with their hover boot sections.
Yeah.
Where you're floating around in zero gravity and...
That was nice. That was in the second game only. I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, they brought a huge thing in from the second Dead Space into the remake, which is awesome. It's so disorienting, especially when you have a Necromorph flying at you in zero gravity. Can't even find your balance.
You get the direction you gotta go into.
Yep.
It's like that scene from Star Trek First Contact with Mr. Worf on zero-G combat. I am trying to get Eric to watch Star Trek. It's been 5 years now.
Yeah, none of the listeners probably watch it either. So
I'm sure some listeners do. It's a great sci-fi series.
You're probably the only one.
Oh, you disappoint me, Eric.
Please, if you guys are listening to this and actually watch that Star Trek show he's talking about, please leave a comment. That way I know that when we have zero comments, you're the only one.
Kiss my ass. You disappoint me, Eric.
No, I'm just never a Trekkie.
Oh, now you're a Star Wars nut.
Yep.
Because you're a kid.
Because Star Wars did it better.
You know what? We're here about Dead Space. We're not gonna
talk. Let's go back to Dead Space.
I suppose we could have a discussion at one point about Star Wars and Star Trek.
Yeah, we could, but it'd be a losing battle.
Well, yeah, man, because Star Trek's better.
No, absolutely not. Look at the numbers. Anywho.
Yeah. Last Jedi sucked.
Oh, yeah, but no, we're not going there. I'd be curious to see if Dead Space does the Dead Space 2 remake and just remake the whole series, or if they just do the one.
I think if this is successful enough and people want more.
Which it will be.
Yeah, I think.
Like, I tried to get this at GameStop yesterday.
Yep.
And they were like, now we only have enough for pre-orders.
Ooh.
I have to go to Walmart to buy it. And it was the last one on the shelf.
Are you lucky bastard?
Yep. So, I think they'll definitely sell enough to make a second remake if they...
I'll just hope they stick with survival horror. Don't try to do the multiplayer that EA tried to do in the second. I think that was a big problem with the second and third games.
Yeah. Now, I can see them doing like a remake of Dead Space 2, but then remaking Dead Space 3, but writing a whole different story.
The story was all over the place for that, and I believe it was... They had an original idea, but then they changed it because they wanted to add the multiplayer option.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of tell on the gameplay and how the characters interact. If we get that far, that'd be great. There's also a lot of other Dead Space games. Dead Space Extraction on the PSP that I loved when it came out. I played that a lot. Some of the little handheld games that kind of connected to the overall arc. If they can include something like that in each one, I think it would be good.
Backtracking a little bit, though, it does say that the Dead Space remake is a relaunch for the franchise.
We're going to have another Dead Space Extraction?
EA confirmed the remake of Dead Space under development by Motive Studio.
Yep.
Announced that Dead Space remake would be relaunching the franchise.
Well, that'd be nice. I like that a lot.
I don't know how much I trust EA, but...
I want to trust EA.
If you really want my opinion, they should just get Striking Distance Studio to do it, and that way they can just make an honorable Dead Space franchise game instead of doing a homage.
Thank you for the third time. You finally got it right.
And what would... You know, it'd be kind of wild, but I don't think Dead Space will ever do it, is if they connect it to Callisto.
It's two different universes, dude. Two different time periods.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
Yeah, one can hope.
Right.
One can dream.
Well, I don't know if I'd hope for it, but... I don't think they would, they would try to connect to a lesser franchise that...
Eric, tell you what. Your hope of having a connection between the last protocol, the Callisto Protocol, and Dead Space... is much better than my hope of trying to get a deal with Gal Gadot.
Or with anybody.
he's not going to be around for the next podcast.
I do really quick, though, now that we're on this whole sci-fi horror...
Yes.
I do want to bring up a quick book recommendation. I think I've talked about it before, but it is called To Sleep in a Sea of Stars by Chris Paolini, who wrote the Aragon series. It's an adult oriented series. It's only been one book,
okay,
but it's kind of like Dead Space, where these aliens are, these jellyfish type aliens are invading the universe, but then, well, they're not really invading, so
Starro.
No, it's different. So it's like there's a subsection of this jellyfish species that's actually evil, and they pin the jellyfish type aliens with humans to cause this war, but it's really this evil offspring. But there's this main character who, leader of a ship, stranded in space, gets this symbiote that gives her, like, symbiotic powers, and it's feeding off of her, she needs to feed off it kind of deal.
Is it Venom?
It's a better version of Venom, in my opinion.
Eddie.
It really kind of plays with the psychology of, like, having to coexist with something in your own body.
Interesting.
I think it's a really well-done story, and he was just... It's called the Fractalverse is what it's a part of.
Fractalverse, okay.
He's coming out with a prequel book like this year. I can't wait. Just quick recommendation since we're on that topic. If you like Dead Space, read this book.
Fascinating.
Right? Oh, you know what I forgot to look up? Our quote. What's going to be our quote, Ian, to end our episode since we're going to wrap up?
You know what? Since we're talking about survival horror games, I think I'll end with a quote from FDR back in the Great Depression, our president. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yeah, but it doesn't have anything to do with... It's not a Dead Space quote.
What do you want for a Dead Space quote? Ah! Oh, shit.
I want...
Cut off their limbs?
Cut off their limbs. That's what we're going to go with. Or cut off their tentacles from Callisto Protocol.
Just don't get the two confused. You're going to be screwed.
But thank you all again for joining us for this bonus episode. I know it's right after our Last of Us episode, but we had to cover it. It's a big thing that's happened.
Death Space has come back.
We'll relaunch their franchise. I'm excited. Play the game. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at the Adventure Geeks Podcast. Yep. Like we said, we're going to be doing a lot of different things. This is just the beginning. You can follow me. I'm Eric at EasySpidey8 on Instagram. That's really the only thing I follow or pay attention to.
You can follow me at Sully1918 on Instagram.
And, of course, Cap Ray Flash on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. He's got it all.
Yep.
So thank you all so much for joining us. Please spread the word on us. We're trying to get big. We're trying to build our community. We want to have more conversations with you guys.
We want to have more fun.
Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. We're here for the long haul. We've been here around the block for a while now. Thank you again, and we'll see you next time.
Bye for now.